As leaders in organisations and people who walk around the planet, it's helpful for us to be open to alternative possibilities. If we don't allow the brain to consider new patterns and new ideas, we will only ever see what we are prepared to see. If we only allow the heart to experience existing patterns and feelings we felt, we will only ever feel what we are prepared to feel. The brain can only process what it accesses. It accesses what the controller of the complex machine gives it. That's you and me. We control the machine, and we tell the brain what we are prepared for it to see. We allow the heart to access what we are prepared to notice and let in. If you went back to 1912 when my house was built and said to the occupants, in 100 years' time, this house will have an indoor bathroom and no one will share a bedroom. There will be a woman living here who sits at a machine. Woman living here who sits at a machine that can send messages across the world almost as fast as you can write them. She will have all manner of electric gadgets that wash fast, cook fast, freeze fast, iron fast, and turn on a thing called a television, which has real-time pictures and sounds coming out of it. She will have several communication devices for speaking to people across the globe in real time, both fixed and mobile. She can travel to another continent by plane as quickly as you can travel 150 miles now. They wouldn't have believed it. They wouldn't have believed it were possible, would they? Invention is born from someone asking and imagining what is possible. And it requires a degree of not knowing. By not allowing in ambiguity, we can become immune to wonderful new possibility. Having a range of possibility to consider can help us to make better assessments of the choices available to us. Ambiguity and the desire to explore what might seem uncertain or downright weird so often lies at the heart of innovation. We can block our allowing simply by the way we perceive the world. When we minimise our ability to allow and our opportunity to consider possibility, we block ourselves. We block ourselves off from seeing and experiencing the potential of what might exist. And we block ourselves from experiencing the potential of ourselves and others.